Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where I teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn how to describe something somebody is beautiful. We have Sarah with us, Sarah Butterfield. She's a renowned painter, and she's also a dear friend of mine. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Xiaolan.
你好。
你好。
I saw a lot of your paintings, and I only have one word to describe. 好美。
That's very kind.
Thank you. 好美, that means it's very beautiful. And I noticed that your paintings, they are very colorful, and they have some really layers of lights. And the way to say it's beautiful in Chinese, it's 好美。
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 That's right. And 好 means good. 美 is beautiful. And when we say 好, you probably noticed that it's the same sound as 你好.
Yes.
And that's exactly the same word. 好 means good. And as a character, it's a combination between a woman and a boy. So when a woman in ancient China, when a woman had a boy, she was good. But at the same time, I would like to think when a boy has a woman, then he is happy, he's good. So like a son has a mother, then he's good. So 好, when it's used to describe something, then it means very. So in this case, the meaning has turned into very. 好.
好.
That's right. And 美.
美.
Means beautiful. 美.
美.
It's also the third tone. So it's like the month May, but May, M-A-Y, is actually the fourth tone, the way we pronounce it in English. So just remember, it's like the month, but then month May, but then when you put the third tone, you go down first and then go up later on. That's May.
May.
That's right. And May is the combination between sheep or goat in Chinese and big. So when the goat and big together, that means beautiful in Chinese. And of course, there are multiple reasons to describe or to explain why the combination between the goat and big means beautiful. And some people say, oh, that's because in ancient China, goats were one of the major sacrifices for the god. So when you put the goat to greet to the god, the big god, then that's beautiful, something nice and beautiful to do, some wonderful thing to do. And some people also said, when you have a person, because big is when it looks like a person stretching the arms wide, saying, oh, that was this big. So when you have a person stretching the arms wide, putting the goat, giving the goat to the god, that means something beautiful to do. So there are stories behind each character. Mei is also the abbreviation for America. So when we say America, that in Chinese is actually the beautiful country. So 好美。
好美。
好美。Sarah, 你好美。
你好美。
Yeah, 你 is you. So if you say 你好美, that means you are beautiful. 你好美。
你好美。
你好美, Sarah.
你好美, Xiaolan.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's nice. Thank you. 谢谢。
谢谢。
Okay. And 好美, we can use that to describe things like paintings or sceneries or people. So it could be anything you feel like it's beautiful. So you say 好美。So Sarah, can you share with us what you saw in China you felt 好美?
Many things were 好美. I thought the people were wonderful.And very kind and full of energy and intelligence and humour.
Mm-hmm.
So that was wonderful. I also, when I was in Beijing, we saw beautiful sunsets.
Oh.
So I would also say that the sky was
好美. Right. And did you go to the countryside? There are amazing, stunning sceneries in the rural China.
We didn't really see rural China except from the train that we went on, and that train went very, very quickly, several hundred kilometres an hour.
Wow.
But I also went to Hangzhou, which has beautiful islands and little bridges and pagodas.
Yes.
So I saw an idyllic Chinese landscape. That was 好美.
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 Right. That's a great use of 好美. Thank you for listening to Talk Chinese, where we teach you one useful phrase of Chinese every day. Today, we learn how to say you are beautiful. Hi, Sarah, you are beautiful. How may? We hope you enjoy this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and be sure to share what you've learned. Until next time, 再见.
再见.